Welcome to Before You Brew, the series where I break down an archetype in 5 minutes or less so you know what you'll end up with if you decide to build it. This includes power level, core synergies, price, and different commanders to build the deck with. Today we are going to be breaking down Food Tribal as a Thanksgiving special, so please subscribe. Food is a token that can be created by cards, and it's primarily in black and green. They are artifacts that read, 2, tap, sacrifice this artifact, you gain 3 life. At first glance, it may seem like the 3 synergies you can take advantage of are sacrifice, artifacts, and life gain. But the issue with this is the colors. As I said a second ago, it is primarily in black-green, and for artifacts and for life, that means you just don't have any good commanders. And you can get rid of a color, but due to the limited amount of food and the fact that food isn't really a particularly powerful way of making these artifacts or gaining life, it's just not really viable to have only half of what you would already have. You can also take advantage of food synergies, but there are so few of these they just slot in any food deck, and it really can't be the main theme. That leaves sacrifice. You're going to need the core pieces, food production, sacrifice, and triggers from sacrifice. You're just making food and then sacrificing it so that you can get these triggers over and over and over and over again. So the two options are Korvold, Fakehurst King, which is 2 black red for 4/4 legendary creature dragon noble with flying. When it enters the battlefield or attacks, sacrifice another permanent. And whenever you sacrifice another permanent, put a +1/+1 counter on Korvold and draw a card. And Mazarek. Mazarek, Kral Death Priest, is 3 black green for 2/2 with flying. Whenever a player sacrifices another permanent, put a +1/+1 counter on each creature you control. So with Mazarek, you're going to have a very careful balance between creatures and food. And if you can have creatures that make food, then that's amazing. The biggest downside of this archetype of food is there just aren't very many cards with food. And because of that, there aren't very many good cards with food. Which means that A, we don't really get very much flexibility with color. We have to have black-green. And B, the food that we are running just isn't going to be that good. And the base ability of food is fairly weak, just tapping it and sacrificing it to gain life, meaning that you have to run artifact sac. The food sacrifice effects also work for artifact sacrifice effects. They are typically better. For power level, I'm using the PlayEDH's Discord server's power level scale. There's a link in the description explaining it. So food is just a very weak archetype. Like, the things that you're doing just aren't that powerful. And that's okay. That's not a bad thing. But it just means you're going to be in low power and you can go up to mid power. You're not going to get a high power deck and you're definitely not going to get a CDH deck. This is for fun. It's not for this being a super powerful archetype. Price. So if you're talking about a low power deck, well, it doesn't really need that much. You're okay with having just the food and then some support. You could probably bring this down to $100. But if you bring it up to a mid power deck, it's going to have to be kind of carried because it's a little weak. So you're going to have to get a lot more staples and really good cards if you want to be able to do this. So it's probably going to end up being $300 or more, which is quite a bit. To jumpstart your brewing, I left some scryfall searches for sacrifice triggers, sacrifice outlets for both artifacts, creatures, food sacrifice, and both, and for food production. I left those in the description. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe. This is a slight change from my typical Before You Brew. Let me know what you think. Doing archetype versus commander. I think this is a good twist on it, and I think it still provides the same advantages. Join my Discord server. There's a link in the description. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.